Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives, and friends. Hi, my name is Carrie, and you can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And come check out our blog. We have breaking news on there, divaabdul.com. We'll talk about the breaking news in a couple minutes. Also, on the blog, you can follow the blog, and you can join our Google Plus page, and we have an e-newsletter. On Facebook, our friend page is Diva Days, and our fan page is Diva Days of Our Lives. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us here. We're on 99 followers, so please try to be lucky number 100 for us. That'd be great. And you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. So tonight we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Anna.
Hello.
Hey, and follow our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. And I'm going to give the breaking news first to get out of the way. And Marianne and I were talking about this off the air. Charlotte Ross tweeted recently that she had a meeting with Greg Meng, the executive producer, and Chris Whitesell. Whitesell's about, he's the co-head writer at this point right now. Is that what he is, head writer, with Tomlin?
Yeah.
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 And yeah. And she put a hashtag Eve Donovan. So it looks like maybe Dave got the hint with the Kim and Shane return this week that bringing the Donovans back would be a really good idea. So hopefully we'll get to see Charlotte Ross again, and she looks stunning. I mean, holy cow. She's 45, she looks 25. I looked at her picture, I'm like, wait a second, she's older than me. What the heck? So, yeah, she looks fantastic. She's been on Glee. She's on a show called Hit the Floor. It's on now. So she's had a nice career, and she can also sing. So, yeah, so Shane Donovan's evil daughter from another relationship. Yeah, Eve Donovan might be back. So what do you think about that, Marianne?
Oh. I like her. I enjoyed her as Eve Donovan, and she's kind of, I mean, it would kind of be interesting to see her up against Teresa, because they're kind of, you know, she was a bad girl too. I can't remember, did she end up being not a bad, I mean, she was, what I can remember of her, she was always scheming, and I know she never liked her dad getting with Kimberly, you know, she wanted them to back with her mother, and I can't remember what her mother's name was. I can see the... Do you remember
Hair. Yeah, it was Gabrielle Pascal, and I have to say that character was pretty much worthless, and the actress had no mojo
right.
at all.
Yeah, I just remember. But I remember, wasn't that the big thing she was trying to, I know she didn't like Kimberly at all. There's a lot of problems there and everything, but
I remember the actress, I remember the character somewhat, but I don't remember anything about her story. I don't remember.
Yeah,
when
did she get into prostitution and she ended in, and I can't remember the guy with her pimp or whatever,
Nick.
And she ended up, Nick, yes, I remember him. Yeah, that was a good. And then didn't she end up being with him, falling in love with him or something, if I can remember that, something like that, yeah. So, yeah, I wonder if she'll come back. Did she ever turn around? Was she always the bad girl? I don't know if she... I don't remember the later stories. I don't know. But, it should be interesting with the way Teresa's been lately. So, but will Teresa turn around? That's another thing, too. That's another story. So, yeah. I liked her. She's a good actress.
Yeah. And people were reminiscing about the character online, and I didn't even remember. She was married to... She was married to Jack at one point, and then he had the marriage.
Oh, yeah. they did. Yeah, there was a story there with Jack. Yeah. You remember that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It was way back. Not that. What was that in the 90s?
I wonder how happy they were though that she tweeted that. They might have been trying to write in a surprise.
I don't know. Unless they either did that to create buzz and
maybe
interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they leak a lot of stuff anymore. It seems.
Yeah, that's true.
Spoiler stuff anymore.
That's true.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was good to see Shane and Kim this week.
Oh yeah. It was fun to see them.
Yeah.
Wasn't long enough, but...
I know.
Yes, that should be really interesting and something to keep an eye on. So, and she's Charlotte's on Twitter, so you guys can find her there. I think it's just at Charlotte Ross. So, so that should be really interesting. I mean, I have to say, I didn't think Eve would be someone they'd bring back. I was thinking, Kim and Shane and their son Andrew. It never occurred to me that they would even think about Eve. But, they have like characters like her, though. She's kind of like Kristen in a way, but without the money. You know what I mean? She's more street smart and beautiful.
Yeah.
And,
she's not as crazy, but she wasn't crazy like Kristen. Kristen's
like
delusional crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if Eve was that way. She's just, I don't think she was quite that bad, but Christian's just nuts. I think.
Well,
anyway,
and it might be an opportunity to bring in some new audience, too, because she, since she's been on Glee and other things. Bringing the character back might bring some of her fans from other shows and stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I mean, I'm kind of like, let's see what happens. I'm not like either here or there kind of thing. But I just hope that they wouldn't bring her back and her be the center of attention like Kristen for the last year. it's like in every single episode kind of thing. Because Days has a tendency to do that to the point where you're just sick of the character after a while, So hopefully if they bring her back, it's done well and, it's not overdone.
That reminds me of the ratings. Days had amazing ratings. I'm going to look it up at the exact number, but I think it was the best ratings they've had in 33 months.
Wow.
Wow.
That
it had to be the Eric, the Kristen and
the
Eric reveal.
Yeah, the Briston wedding, yeah. Yep, 33 months high.
That's great.
Yeah, this is the first week in a while that all the numbers are over 2 for every episode. Usually.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, General Hospital had a good week, too. I think we would have finished in third, but General Hospital had a good week. Days. 2.8 million viewers. That's up 273,000 from the week before and up 426,000 from the year before.
Wow.
So they gained 500,000.
Wow.
Almost 500,000 from the week before. And it's a 33-month
high.
That
the week ending?
All because of the sex tape.
A week ago?
It was the 11th through the 15th last week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but like I said, GH did really well, too. They had a 10-month high in the household count.
I'm behind.
Huge.
I haven't seen this week.
They're done. So that was, that's really
good.
Huge.
So the soaps are doing well then for November.
Looking at General Hospital, maybe this week we'll hit 3 million. That'd be really significant. And Days is close to hitting 3 million also. So, this week was kind of half good, half bad. So I'm not, quite sure. We get Kim and Shane returning, so you're expecting a bump from that. But, I'm really not into the whole fighting over the baby thing with Will and Gabby. That really doesn't interest me that much. But, I don't know. Of course, people might just tune out.
That story is going to be end up being, I think, a umbrella story eventually. Because there's, it's what I'm like. What I love about
we can see
is
Sammy and Kate.
Yes, I'm looking forward to
that.
Yeah,
they're
going to
get involved.
Really, yeah, they're going to be teaming up, and I'm, I might as well pimp at Cammy fans on Twitter, at K-A-M-I fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love watching Kate and Sammy. They're like the best frenemies. You know, I mean, they're great when they're on the same team together, and they're great when they're fighting. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward. That part intrigues me. I don't really care about Gabby so much or whatever, but I do enjoy the idea of what Kate and Sammy are going to get into.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. The Danger Lights promo and the spoiler picture up on the blog too, diavadul.com, and the I don't know why they put so much information on the promo, but they actually showed Kate, Sammy, and Gabby. This is a spoiler alert, so go ahead and, you know, mm-hmm. mute me for a couple of minutes. They show them dumping the body of Nick in the lake. So, you know.
So
yeah,
we already
know
now who's going to get killed. Oh, jeez. Really?
But no, I mean, what the hell are they thinking? Why would you show them dumping the body?
I don't know. Like, why do they show that far ahead? Yeah, why do they give it away?
Well, yeah, but then Galen Garen tweets about loving to work with Blake Barris the other day, so who knows, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah, but that does make kind of sense, that's who it would be. I didn't thought it was Schema, because I figured he'd be leaving, you know, but still.
I think it's funny.
You know, dumping a Horton's body into the lake. I mean, you know, I was thinking about that too.
Does the backpack come into play to identify the body or something? Because Hope makes the comment this week about how she loves that backpack she gave him or something like that, something about that backpack she gave him last Christmas.
Ah.
And he said, oh yeah, I love that. And I'm like, that's a really odd thing to say, you know. He kind of jumped out at me when I was like, wait a minute. So I wonder if that backpack's somehow going to be what they find floating down the river, and they don't actually find his body or something, but they find the backpack. Mm-hmm. And so I could be wrong, but I just thought that just stuck out to me as a clue, like, okay, why, that was such a random reference, you know? I mean, I could see Hope, you know, them finding the backpack and her being like, oh, my gosh, that was Nick then, because that was the backpack I gave him, you know. So, you know, that's, and what do we think about Kristen being missing? Is that a mean for her to come back now? Are they just threatening us with that?
And she's alive somewhere.
That was kind of anticlimactic for me. I kind of would have liked to see.
Because Sammy's worrying that she's going to slither back into town, the way she put it. Your sister
Anticlimactic that she really didn't get hers. You know, she didn't get it in the end. I mean, they had this big...
No. Yeah, so. She kind of, like, got away with it, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
The thing is, they can't prove... This is the big thing now. They can't prove that Eric was drugged. Everyone thinks that he was, you know.
Does anyone else find it weird that he's not wearing his
outfit? Can Daniel
vouch
for that?
His outfit?
That he was sick?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's so interesting to see Eric in street clothes. You know?
Oh, and he finally took his collar off, did you see? But not the way we wanted him to. Yeah, but not the way we wanted to see.
Exactly.
He took it off and laid it down. That was sad. But, yeah.
Exactly.
But, oh, look.
Exactly,
he's losing his collar.
Were hoping for.
Yeah.
I have to admit, though, I hated when they threw Nicole and Daniel together before. I couldn't stand that because to me it was nasty.
I know, but I like
them. I like them now. They're really cute. I don't know if it's because I loathed Danifer as much as I did, and this is such a nice contrast. Or if I just,
mm-hmm.
I think it's because before they, like they said in one of the scenes this week, they didn't really know each other before, and now they're friends. And so I think mm-hmm. it's because there's much more, and I can't even believe I'm saying this because I usually beat up on Daniel, but I love Nicole, but I think
but
it's
he's
because
likable
they
with
have
Nicole.
A friendship. They have a history.
Mm-hmm.
They have a friendship. Before it was just nasty scrump sessions, you know. But it seems like now it's like their friendship is so layered. There's so much history there. And so, I mean, not history, but like there's just more layers there, and they have that sense of humor, and they kind of tease each other and stuff. And I have to admit, I'm kind of digging this. I was not expecting that, because I still would like to see Nicole and Eric together, but I'm like, you know, this isn't half bad.
Oh, I'd like to see Nicole and Eric together, too, yeah.
Oh, I know. Until
we get there.
Yeah,
it's still nice,
there,
Daniel.
Nicole needs to be happy. I want her to be happy.
Yes, maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it seems like Jennifer's always been such a buzzkill. You know, and Daniel, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't find myself rooting for Daniel all that often, nor caring, but I have to say, it's like Nicole and Daniel both need some happiness, you know? They've both been beat up so many times, and I think they're such good friends, and they've had each other's backs every time. You know, like, she genuinely cares about him enough to, like, even want him with Jennifer if that's what he wanted, and try to help him and stuff, and vice versa. She was trying to help her with different things, let her move in and everything when she needed help. And it's kind of like they're really good friends, and they can tease and joke with each other, but it's not this, you know, woe is me constantly kind of thing. You know, like with Jennifer, she was such a downer for Daniel, and it was just like, oh, really? I mean, why would you even want her around? She's just annoying. And so it seems like this could be a fun relationship, but more serious than it was before when it was just, you know, sex. I don't know. So, anyway, that's how I don't know.
How did you like when they kissed and the way they kind of looked at each other like, are we really doing this again?
Yeah, that was
like,
funny.
That was really kind of like they looked at each other and then they kissed again. And, yeah, it was kind of cute.
Yeah. I have to admit, I'm kind of having fun thinking about that maybe being a fun relationship to watch.
I think
you get the sense they're forcing Eric and Jennifer together, because all of a sudden, you know, she's confessing all this stuff to him, and
I was wondering that too. I'm there. What?
I'm just like, Eric,
what are you saying you're sorry for?
Her.
Or what, Kristen? I mean, that's kind of weird.
They were Kim testing Jennifer and Eric. That was a major fail.
Chemistry.
Yeah, I like her better. Yeah. I see a little bit better with Brady than Eric.
Yeah.
But I don't want poor Brady with her.
No.
But still, I still see more of a chemistry there than I do with Eric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. It was obvious they were chem testing him, and I'm just like, no.
No.
I mean, poor Eric. I mean, if he's finally going to get out and spread his wings, the last thing he needs to do is spread them around her.
No. Try to get Nicole back, but Nicole told Daniel she's nothing to do with Eric anymore. She doesn't want to. Of course, that's what she's saying now, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, when I saw Eric in his civilian clothing, holy cow. And I just can't believe Nicole, of all people, who can never keep her panties on, walked away from that to kiss Dr. Dan, who she knows she's already second or third best with him. I mean, that's just freaking crazy. I'm sorry. And here's Nicole. She's in love with a priest who's on suspension. He's dressing in normal clothing. I mean, like, girl, now you can make your move.
I know.
You know.
Wouldn't that be, we've waited over a year. He came on in October of a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been over a year now that we've waited. And
she's
finally defrocked.
He didn't believe her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is real.
But
he believed that of her.
Yeah. That she doesn't trust him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She thought she knew him. But he was, I guess you can kind of forgive him. He was so frustrated. He was just grasping a straw, you know, at anything to try to figure out like what happened to him.
Yeah.
And all that circumstantial stuff put together just, and Nicole did have that history, you know. Nicole, you did do a lot of nasty things. So, interesting.
I have to say, I love, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Sweet.
I was going to say, I have to say, I love, we have a little, the Cosby's have a little Kate with Small Children, Kate with Small Children alert, and she mm-hmm. was holding Ari earlier this week. Oh, my gosh, the little baby is so cute. But it was just such a cute grandma, great grandma Kate holding her and stuff. And so, yeah, Kate's going to be definitely going after Nick, it sounds like, in more ways than one. And then I love the scenes with her and Nick, too. I thought they were really good. The way he was like, oh, did you get another paycheck? She's like, no, I just said that to get you here. And then she goes off on him. I was like, all right. So, yeah. So that was fun. So, you know, she's still trying to corner Jordan and figure out what's going on with Jordan. And she's still.
Mm-hmm. We really care.
I wish they didn't have her playing the lurking, you know, I don't know. It's so annoying when they turn. You know, Kate is such an awesome character and such a fierce person and everything. It's like, really? She would not be stalking this other girl and just be, I don't know, it's just really annoying. But, you know,
yeah,
I am
like, why
am
would she
curious.
Be jealous of her? It's, or
I am
like,
curious.
Yeah.
I am curious to know who Jordan really is, not because mm-hmm. Jordan's done anything to make me interested in her, but just because Kate's so suspicious of her, if that makes sense. I don't really, I mean, Jordan in and of herself does not intrigue me in the least, but
mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see where, what, you know, what's ultimately going to happen if Kate's mm-hmm. investigating her and everything. Seems like there's got to be something there or we wouldn't even be going there. I don't know. So I'm just, you know, curious to see where that goes, but I cannot stand Jordan and Rafe together. I hate it. Ugh. It just annoys me. It's more like Daniel with his patience.
She could end up with someone else other than Rafe.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, I actually think she'd be cute with Lucas. I mean, I really wish Lucas would get a story, and she'd be cute mm-hmm. with him. I mean, she's a pretty girl, you know. It's just,
mm-hmm.
I just don't like, you know, I just really thought Rafe and Kate were awesome, so I just really don't like these two, and I don't see any I could be wrong. Do you see any chemistry yet? I don't see anything yet. I mean, maybe they're just holding back. I don't know. But I don't really see any, like, I don't know. I just don't see any sparks or any interest there. And I think they're forcing it really bad. And I'm afraid it's going to be another Dannifer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, where they pimp them all the time, but there's just nothing there.
Yeah, there's I don't think there's any chemistry, of course.
No.
Uh-oh. With Rafe, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rafe needs somebody spicy like Kate to make him interesting, because you know he needs something like that. I don't know. That whole thing annoys me. So then on Friday it was, you know, Kate figuring out that, wait a minute, Gabby's not just going taking the baby with her to New York. She's going to, you know, Nick's going too. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, that's when the end, Sammy and Kate both kind of like, oh, hell no, that's not going to happen kind of thing. And so they both are going to team up to, you know, I guess try to thwart this whole plan that Nick has. So.
Here we have some trolls in the chat room, and they try to get on the line. So
mm-hmm.
people are just stupid. Oh, my
goodness. Yeah.
Oh.
Really? They have nothing better to do?
I know, seriously. So
easily entertained.
Yeah, with Daniel and Nicole, I'm like, oh, Dick Cole's back. But it's just screaming rebound. And I'm glad they wised up and not went there. And besides, too, I think both of them need to learn that you could be friends with someone without having sex with them.
Yeah, they're not going to learn that this time, I don't think.
Yeah, it's possible.
But
I think
one of them are going to learn that with each other. we know what's coming next. We know it's not going to last very long before they're in bed. Well, and what was that whole, like, with the intervention that they had with Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think she's legitimately changed or gonna change or
I'm not sure.
She did make it convincing. I mean, I think she did a good job. I have to admit that I think she did. I like the scenes with her and Shane. where he said, you know, you're not going to play me against my mother, your mother anymore. You know, I'm not taking, you know, I guess Shane fell for all her, you know, the daddy's little princess thing, you know.
Right.
Yeah, those were good scenes. And good scenes with Kim too, you know, with Patsy.
So how did our Nicole, Coochie Nicole, did she enjoy seeing her man, Charles Shaughnessy, on TV again?
Oh, yeah, and I was talking to a lot of the Kim and Shane fans in direct messages. Basically, Patsy and Charlie kept it to themselves, and there was a kissing scene.
Oh, my gosh.
So everybody was surprised on Wednesday. Yep.
I haven't seen. I skipped around. I still have to go back and see that. Oh, wow. Awesome. I'm going to go look for that. Kim looked really good. Patsy. And I was so sad that I had to miss the interview the other night.
Oh, yeah. Patsy was great. We had a marathon. It was 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I was so sad.
It was 2 hours, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish I could have been there. She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. She was great. We talked about that. She's also doing a movie, which is a period piece that she's never done a period piece before.
Oh,
so that was really
cool.
Yeah, so that's gonna be pretty cool. It's like a Victorian era piece. And she's living in Jacksonville right now. Her sons are in Jacksonville. And
kind of just like an ordinary life, kind of like, you know,
that's so cool.
Always says, you know. Yeah, and it sounds like it too. You know, just
she looked fantastic the other
day. She's away from like the Hollywood stuff and everything, you know, but yet she can come fly and come out and do things like when she wants. But
good for her. She's a doll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's doing well, and we were trying to talk her into going to Atlanta, the fan events in Atlanta. She was interested in that. She was only about 5 hours away from her. Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh,
and
cool.
She had to cancel the one because her father fell ill, and so she had to be with him. But he recovered, so that's a good thing.
Oh, good.
And, she was great. It's always deep with Patsy. They were talking about Teresa and Rose was great, too. Rose was talking about some of the stuff her daughter's gone through and problems Rose had with raising her and kind of like being a single mom type of thing and how hard it is being a single mom.
Uh-huh.
So, it was really nice, and Patsy's funny, too. So, and her fans just love her, and she's so inspiring to them. And
because she's gone through, from what I recall, she's had so many challenges and health and injuries, and you know, things.
Yeah.
She's conquered a lot, you know. So, I'm glad you guys had a fun time. I was really sad that I missed it. I couldn't be there. So, but yeah, I thought about you though. She's always such a delight. I'll have to listen on iTunes.
Mhm. Yeah. So everybody, you
shameless
know what
plug for our shameless plug for our iTunes page, our iTunes account, right?
Yeah.
Get on the treadmill
there.
And listen to the Diva of Dual interviews.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I have to warn people when we have a lot of fans who listen up in the gym and the treadmill and. Sometimes they're laughing hysterically and people are staring at them. It happens, especially with you don't listen to any of our Patrick Muldoon interviews on your treadmill at the gym.
Oh, my gosh. Those are a trip and a half.
Yeah.
He rocks when it comes to interviews. He's funny.
Oh, there's a little bit of Muldoon news. He produced a movie, his first movie, so... Yeah, and he's in Daughtry's, what is it called, Waiting for Superman video. He's in that, too. So he's been a busy bee. And he's recording an album, and he's acting, and he's in a bunch of, I think, Hallmark movies for Christmas. So, a lot of Patrick. So, Patsy's doing great, and everybody, she's on Facebook. She's on Facebook a lot. So So if you really want to talk to Patsy, I'd recommend going there. She lost her information for she lost her information on Twitter because I knew I was following her. And so she's not on Twitter anymore. But yeah, so go to Facebook.
Oh, she's not on Twitter?
No. Write the days, tweet the days. You know, call Dave, let them know you want Kim and Shane back. So, because it looks like they're heading that direction when you have Eve back. I actually posted on her, on Patsy's page about Charlotte Ross coming back, and that was news to her, too, and she was very excited about it, and she was happy for Charlotte. So,
cool.
Yeah. And did you give us a full Kate update, or did you just give us a partial Kate update? So, I want to give you a chance to give
I really liked her outfit this week, too. I don't know if that's part of the update. I think I covered most of it. So I know she was on Tuesday and Friday that I know of, but I might have missed. I didn't see some of Wednesday and Thursday, but I don't think she was on those episodes. But the main things were, you know, her holding baby Ari and visiting Sunny and Will and then figuring out that what's-her-name was going to be going to New York. Model and then put two and two together about Nick going to New York as well. And then her piece, Ellen, and just chasing down Jordan, trying to figure out what's going on with Jordan. So she's doing the whole spot, you know, walking up on them at the park and overhearing Jordan saying that she was, you know, out partying with Abby and Gabby, which I think is funny when you hear those two names together. But anyway, so now Kate's suspicious that she's going after Gabby, Rafe's sister, which I think if you recall, it was a surprise to what's-her-name that Gabby was even coming. I mean, she was there with Abby, and Gabby showed up. So it wasn't really intentional, I don't think, that Jordan was there with her, but Kate's suspicious that there's more to this story. So, anyway. And, of course, it didn't help that T-Man was, like, talking about drooling all over Jordan in front of Kate, and that pissed her off, you know. So I was like, whatever. But it's nice to see more of T, you know. I mean, speaking of him, since Chad's no longer around, you know, they have T-Man coming in, and I always like him. He's funny. He cracks me up. So maybe he'll get an expanded role since he's going to be running the place a lot of the time, sounds like.
He's running it more than Will and, Chad's not there, and then, Sonny's never there, and he says, T's going to take over the place sooner or later.
it'll just be T instead of T to be determined, T, you know. TBD, it'll just be T.
Yeah.
I thought that was
I love T.
You know, and he hits on, yeah, I do too, and he hits on every girl that comes in the...
I know. He's just shameless. He's just, you know what?
Yeah.
We should try to interview him sometime. Does anyone know if he's on Twitter? He'd be a fun one to interview. We should track him down, because he would be a fun guy to have on, don't you think? I mean, that would just be...
Oh, yeah.
Because if you think about it, he's been on for like 5 years. Off and on. Remember, he was back when it was Mia, Maya, whatever.
When Mia
was
first come on.
And everything,
yeah.
You know, he was on back then, like when Sydney was just a baby, you know, before Sydney was even born. You know, so he's been around for like 4 or 5 years, and I think it's kind of cool that, you know, he's been they've kind of dusted him off and brought him back for different things, and then he goes away for a while, and then he comes back, but... I think we should try to get him on an interview, maybe. That would be fun to talk to him. He seems like a cool guy. He seems like he'd be fun to joke with and stuff. So, I was kind of impressed because I know that Casey that plays JJ, I know he's a musician in real life, but it was kind of cool that they brought that into the show. Oh, that was kind of neat that he's, you know, got to play some music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of, I mean, he's slowly winning me over when he's not being a, you know what, 24/7.
Yeah. He played in the
bratty. I think that's what bothered me about the writing for his character is that they weren't showing, and the same with Teresa, they were showing neither one of them had an ounce of humanity or any kind of glimmer of, I mean, you know, think of all the things, horrible things Stefano has done over the years, but there's still that part of you that roots for him and loves him, loves to hate him, loves to love him, because he's found a way to show the humanity of himself, even though he's an evil character. But it's like with these
same
two,
with
you know, Teresa and JJ, they came in and they were so narcissistic, so nasty, so constantly jerks. It's like, you know, I have to blame part of that on the writing, that they really weren't showing any kind of other aspect of their characters. So maybe now, as after they've been jerks for all these months, it's kind of nice to see, you know, even if, I don't know if he's playing his mom still or what, I don't know where we're going with all that, but I thought it was cool that they allowed Casey
to
share.
He seems a little guilty about, you know,
talent,
Daniel and
talent,
everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, so I'm glad that they're finally, you know, sort of rounding the character out a little bit, you know, and allowing him to show. Because, I mean, he really won me over with those scenes at the cop shop, you know, when he had to perform in front of all those big-name actors, those guys that have been doing this for 30 years, you know, and he held his own. I mean, he did a great job in those scenes. So he won me over as an actor then, but the character still not. But now I have to say he's growing on me a little bit. So, but I like the guitar aspect. I thought that was neat that they incorporated that into the show. So, Jennifer is a mother. Of course, she's thrilled to see her son dusting off his talent and bringing it back out and trying to, you know, and having a pursuit and a hobby and an interest and everything that, aside from doing drugs, you know. So as a mother, that was an honest emotion about how she's glad that he's, you know, interested in something and doing something productive with his time and everything. So
I have to say, I liked how Jennifer has her hair now.
Yeah, me too.
And I love that green dress that she had on.
Yeah.
For some reason, she has been looking a lot better than
I like
that. I love her hair like that.
A lot better lately.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that has anything to do with Nikki coming on with makeup, changing makeup.
I don't know, but her appearance just looked so much better. You know.
Yes. I noticed that too. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Noticed the change. I don't know.
Yeah.
That means or whatever, but yeah.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did you get to the Kate and Nick and Kate and Sammy stuff?
Yeah, we kind of talked about that already. Kind of, you know, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, like how Kate and how Sammy and Kate kind of knew exactly one wanted to call the other.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Right
yeah.
The same time
they turned how they each turned to each other.
That's what I was thinking. If you're gonna have to bury a body, who do you call?
Yeah.
Kate and Sammy. Kate and Sammy. Or maybe EJ.
Or EJ.
EJ probably, he'd do it for you too. Picture,
But Stefano's not in the picture right now, so yeah.
Yeah. What about the jammy stuff? There are a few scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Marianne.
Goody jammy stuff, yeah. I know the beginning of the week started out, we saw Sammy in bed with EJ, and they're kissing, and she kind of jumps, and she said, "What are you doing here?" And he apologizes, and, "Oh, he's forgive me, I was wrong, I just want to do everything I can for you," and then she wakes up, and it was a dream. So Sammy is wishing, you know, that EJ's back in her bed, but, you know, she wants him to apologize, and that was her wishful thinking. And there were some cute scenes. She came down and there was the one where Johnny was playing with his, Star Wars
lightsaber.
Yeah, so they had a cute exchange there, and she wanted to know where his daddy was, and he said, well, he went to a meeting, and with who? And it was cute. He couldn't remember the name, so Sammy's trying to, you have to think real hard, you know, about your conversation. And there was one point where he just couldn't remember, and she almost said, you could see it like real low. She said, "Oh, for God's sake." And then she said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear her say that?" I thought that was
so funny.
It was like she was like, I'm sorry I said that, you know, in front of Johnny. And then he finally remembered it was Justin. And that's when EJ met with Justin. He wants them to come back and work together, which would be great because I think EJ and Justin
together
are fun.
Justin are fun.
Justin, yeah, they're fun. So he comes back to the mansion and she's pissed. Well, she's pissed at him because she threw him out of bed because of the whole Eric thing. And the last, on Wednesday, they basically keep fighting about the same thing. They just keep at each other because she says that he lied, you know, that he kept the truth from her, and he thinks, he more or less is saying that there's no proof. That all my sister said to me was that she slept with Eric, and it was consensual. As far as he's concerned, it was consensual, and she feels that it was rape. So they kept going. She says, "Why do we keep going around and around in this conversation?" And he said, "We keep going around." She says, "We keep going in opposite directions." And so they keep fighting about the same thing. And she said, told him she came to a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she was going to stay, but she was going to put them on hold, meaning they're not going to sleep together.
Mm-hmm.
And the one part was so funny, he said, "Oh, I guess I can respect that." And he comes up and he gets closer to her and he starts his little, you know, EJ seduction. And he gets his glasses and he rubs them up and down her neck. And she was trying to resist. And he's there. Oh, he says, "I think he said something." He says, I considered myself duly punished," he says. You know, then he's all mad because Kristen must have messed up everything, didn't do what she was supposed to, and Stefano's gone, so he's like in a bind. He has to run every aspect of the Mirror Enterprises, so he kind of asks Sammy, because she has experience in retail, if she could help. So she's all excited about that, and she's given all these different ideas that she could do. And he just sits there with a cute, you know, kind of like breaks the ice with him, and he's grinning at her. And she's there, "What are you grinning at?" And he said, "I just love you. I just love how your mind works." And she said, she said something to the effect, "Well, you always come up with a lot of good ideas." She said, in business, I mean. So kind of. That was kind of like a play on different ideas.
I haven't seen those scenes yet.
Yeah, and he says something about, and she says, "Well, I want to thank you." And then before she left, she's supposed to go see Will. She says, before I leave, I just want to," she says, I thank you because a lot of men wouldn't have done that, given her that responsibility. And he says, "Well, I'm not a lot of men." That was another good. There were some good lines there. And she was accusing him. This is what she said about him lying. He says, "You're calling me a liar." She says, "Well, you are a liar. I just don't like when you do it to me." So they had a lot of good. Yeah, and the thing is what she's getting at. She says, "Why do you keep?" It's just like they keep. You know, when you keep picking the same fight.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you have a husband, it's like, yeah, you pick the same fight. Just, why do you keep fighting? Why do you keep fighting? But it's because you don't want me to find out the real truth. And she's on to him. She's there. You want me to, she's, "I think that you know, is it because you know that Kristen told you more and you knew about the drugs and you just don't want me to find out?" So she's kind of on to him.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
They do keep fighting. It's been like, every time you see them, they keep fighting about the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they had some cute scenes. So.
I have to say, I thought EJ was being a jackass this week. He knew his lies.
He knew his lies
through his teeth.
Well, he does. Yeah. I agree. But did you see when Sammy did it? What's funny? Sammy called him. She says, he says, "You call me a liar?" She says, "You are a liar."
Yeah.
He knows. Yeah. Oh, and he keeps saying that he did it to protect her and Eric. And she said, "No, you did it to protect Kristen."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still can't figure that out. I can't figure him out why he, you know. protecting Kristen so much.
Yeah, Kristen's out of town. Nina's not going to catch her. And so why keep covering her ass? And he knows that Sammy knows he's lying. He knows, you know, Kristen did drug him. You know, Kristen talked about the doctor gave her the drug. So why not own up to it already? And he's been so rude and saying, blaming Sammy for why he didn't tell her about Kristen and Eric. And he's just being so nasty and so condescending. You know, she should cut him off. you know.
Yeah.
Good for her. I think it was the first time in 20 years Sammy's ever cut any of her husbands or fiancés or men off. Cut them off.
It's got to be so hard with EJ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And she was tempted. I mean, you could see he knows how to come on to her. He knows how to play her.
She's easy, so it's not like, you know, she's not a challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, unless she ever turned any guy down.
It.
Yeah.
She almost fell for it. I don't know how long it'll last. I don't know. We'll see. It's only been, what, one day or two? So I don't know.
Then EJ was so odd with Abby. He usually kind of flirts with her. He kind of didn't. He said to her, a man who doesn't push the boundaries isn't a man worth having. And then she knew he's full of crap, and then later she starts thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, but EJ was defending what Chad did. And
right.
EJ bragged that he encouraged Chad to keep going on it. And the thing is, too, I mean, do you really, the whole thing's dumb. I can't believe he actually talked her into it. So it's like, then Abby can justify all the lies she told about Austin. You know what I mean? You know, a guy who fakes a tumor is not a guy you want to be with. You know, that guy is so obsessed with you, he's willing to do that, then he's clearly bonkers. You know, I can't believe she was actually thinking about what he said later.
That was an interesting thing about Chad. So I'm taking it, I guess Chad's going to be back, kind of the way they were talking.
No. Actually, EJ said he's not coming back. No, he told
Fire.
Chad's not coming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the whole thing was kind of weird.
That was weird, yeah.
I think it was a bit of a filler scene, but EJ and Justin, and then EJ wanting Justin to help him do another takeover, but Stefano's not coming back anytime soon, and Kristen's gone. And Justin pretty much laughs at him, so he got reacquainted with his integrity. And I thought that was kind of funny. I know some of the Justin fans were disappointed on Twitter. They thought, you know, I mean, I like E. Justin too, but, you know, I mean, Justin's already been burned once. I mean, I think it's a shame. I think this days could have written Stefano getting revenge on Justin and Adrian to a certain extent too, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I would have been nice to get Justin's storyline.
It's kind of like Stefano just kind of doesn't care. And kind of just, you know, he's not like fighting too hard to keep EJ away from the business.
Mm-hmm.
He just went to see Chad.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know. And I don't think Joe's working very as much, you know.
No.
Doesn't seem to be on set as much. So,
I don't think so, huh?
You know, they're probably limited in what they, you know, story they can do as far as that goes. Sadly. But
that has a lot to do with it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, just disappointing. Go ahead and stuff them around.
Well, what are they going to do? Because they need, like, another guy like Chad's age or something. Well, I mean, I know T-Man's on more. But, I mean, they don't really have, I'm trying to think, they don't really have, like, who would they put Abby with? I mean, you know, I'm like, Cameron's gone. Chad, she's chased all the men in her life out of town. So.
Is there any new ones coming on? Is there any
That's what I'm
people?
Wondering. I don't see any on the horizon that I know of. So it's kind of interesting that, you know.
Oh, you know what was cute? Nicole and Abe this week. That was kind of out of blue. I enjoyed it, and it was nice seeing them. I love it when they mix up the cast.
Considering they were mortal enemies during the mayoral election.
That's right.
Wasn't she representing EJ and Jennifer was representing Abe or whatever? They were like mortal enemies there for a while.
Yeah. But he wanted her, to come more or less pleading for her to go and to help Eric, to be there for Eric.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Isn't that ironic? She pined for him and wanted to defrock him and decollar him for a year. And now people are coming out of the woodwork to like pimp him to her because they feel bad for the guy, and she's like, nope, not going to have anything to do with it.
Yep.
Like, what?
Yeah.
But in a way, it's kind of good that she has a backbone, you know, that she just didn't just crater, you know, the minute he apologized. I mean, in a way, that's sort of because it hurt her terribly. I'm not saying it can't ever be repaired. I hope it can, but that hurt her terribly.
He's
going
to have to work for it. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
That's fine.
He's
going
to have to
really.
Yeah.
Let him work for it.
That's right. And
so
Brady, too.
Brady
was nasty. Brady was really nasty to her. Brady was, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They both were in trouble. Of course, Brady's going to the dark side again, right? He's going to
get in again.
Yeah, quickly.
Dark
side.
You notice he's been growing his facial hair again. So you know that there's gray Brady's coming. I was thinking with him and Maggie, you know, Maggie saying, why don't we go, you know, to a meeting, you know. I wonder if Teresa's going to run into Maggie and Brady at one of the AA meetings. and the whole Victor and Maggie, I haven't seen those scenes yet, but I heard that that Maggie is basically leaving Victor, you know. I know she's,
she's just so upset with him, even though she knows what he's like.
But I hate it when they come up with fake things, too. I mean, she's so indignant and self-righteous about this thing, and I'm like, get off your high horse, Maggie. Come on.
Yeah, even Daniel tell her that? You know, this is Victor's not going to change. Even Daniel was telling her that. You know, Victor's going to do anything for his family, and he's not going to care. You know, he doesn't care who he hurts, you know, whether it's Marlena or Eric or whatever.
But, I mean, that's about the only way he could make it happen.
He said he did try to tell Eric. He wanted to show Eric. Eric wouldn't listen. Not Eric, I mean, Brady wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
And Marlena got a good slap in on him.
Gosh. John Aniston needs a freaking Emmy. Holy shit. He's been amazing this past month.
Oh my gosh.
He
is amazing.
Yeah, she slapped him and he said,
like it is, you know?
Yeah, she slapped him and he said, I can't remember the last time that happened. It made me feel young. So that was just brilliant.
He can't remember the last time a woman slapped him or whatever. Making me feel young.
And then she told him to go to hell, and he said, "I'll meet you at the gate." let's see what else. What haven't we done yet? We mentioned Dan got summons from Anne to appear in front of the ethics committee. And Daniel didn't care until she mentioned Jennifer's on the witness list.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jennifer, he apologized to Jennifer for her being on the witness list, and she told him to get over himself.
Oh, yeah. There's some scenes with Jennifer and Daniel. They're still, like, snapping at each other.
Well, that's
really
the thing. If she's so over him, then why is she nasty and shooting daggers out of her eyes at him every chance she gets?
Right.
If she's over him, then she should be neutral and not flipping out all the time.
Right.
I mean, I just understand why she's so mad. Okay, he allegedly was with another girl after you broke up. What the hell are you so mad about? I don't get it.
Yeah.
It still doesn't make sense that they all think that he, you know, gave her drugs and slept with her. There's like no, how do you jump to those conclusions? I mean, it just didn't make sense.
It was stupid.
I know it's for the plot and everything.
You know, somebody mentioned that Ken Corday's daughter plays the nurse with the gossipy, you know, thing. I liked her. She had a good scene with Jennifer where she apologized.
She's
actually a good little actress.
She's a decent, you know? Yeah, she is.
She said, you know, I realized I was, you know, gossiping and everything, and I hurt some people, and, you know, so I'm just really sorry. And she's like, you know, there were some good lines in there. I can't remember who wrote that episode, but it might have been Carolyn Pulitin, because I know she wrote a couple of them this week. But that was actually a nice, poignant little scene. You know, I thought that was nice. I mean, I always enjoy seeing some of the smaller characters kind of stand out or do, you know, just kind of shine, you know. It's kind of fun to watch new people or, you know, minor characters kind of have scenes like that are touching and stuff. So I thought that was nice.
So what do you think with the, you know, we're going back to the will and, you know, the whole baby and Gabby moving to New York.
Yeah.
I can see why Abby wants to, Gabby wants to. I said, like, you know,
sure.
But they were all supportive of her, and I know she didn't tell them that they were in New York, but they really didn't give her a chance.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Abby, you have to, you know, you have to go for this. You have to, and as soon as they found out it was New York, I was like, Sonny calls her, you bitch. I'm there. Wow. It's kind of like she kind of overreacted just a little bit. I mean, then he later apologized to her, but. I don't know. Kind of a, and then how about Will right away kind of like saying, you know, if we're going to, you know, picking up and him and Sonny just moved to New York, not even considering that Sonny has that business there.
Yeah.
That was a little.
And his family and their families.
He didn't even consider that Sonny would even object to it. You know, that's just like he just started planning this. Like, oh, we can just, both of us just pick up and leave to New York. And also I liked how Sammy come up with the idea, like, offered Gabby this wonderful package.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Gabby's considering it because she more or less told Nick that she doesn't want to go. So she must be considering doing that, which would, you know. But Sammy was smart when she considered, you know, get her to stay there. I thought that whole thing was kind of interesting.
Yeah, instead of Sammy freaking out on Gabby, she instead, you know,
she
offered
did.
Her, you know, olive branch and Gabby did decide to kind of think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gabby did tell
Sammy,
Nick that he decided not to go to New York City, and that's how it ended on Friday.
Yeah, Sammy kind of played it cooler than usually Sammy does. Usually she, like Will thought, oh, here we go. I don't want my mom to know because she's going to freak out. But she kind of more or less reasoned with that, you know, Gabby. And, tried to see her point, see her side of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Usually Sammy doesn't do that.
Yeah, it's nice seeing her use diplomacy for a change. She made her look like she grew up a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's other, yeah, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, I'm going to bring on
Jamie, is that you? 703?
Yep, it's me.
Hey, I want to know, are you on Twitter?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, well, we need to get you on Twitter. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I know. What are you thinking? The only person in the world not.
It's fun. For real. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard what you were saying earlier about tea, and I was thinking, what if tea could be Bart's son?
Oh, that'd be funny.
Because they both have that goofy, dumb personality.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Don't you think he'd be kind of fun to interview, though? Like, give him a little, you know, give him a little love from the diva, you know, and just find out what he thinks of things.
Yeah.
What he'd like to see for tea. I don't know. I feel bad because I don't know what the actor's name is. I probably knew at one point, but I don't remember.
I don't know, but I think him and Abby would be good.
Abby? Oh, that's interesting. Huh, I hadn't even thought about
that. Turning into her mom, she's kind of uptight, and I think he would loosen her up a little bit.
That's true. That would be funny, though.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cute. Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard what you said about, like, Will talking to Sonny about moving to New York. And I think Will was just saying that because he was, like, nervous and afraid and didn't know what to do, so he's just jumping to wrong conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's afraid they'll lose his daughter. So that's why he's saying all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. We can understand. He doesn't want to just see her once a month or, you know, he wants to be with her all the time.
Yeah, so I think he's just overreacting because of out of emotion. I mean, he kind of reacted as well, I guess. Like about, Will mentioned something about getting a bartender job in New York, and like Sonny freaked out at that. He kind of felt insulted, but I don't think Will meant it like that. So.
Yeah, it didn't come off very well. Like, it came off, that's the way. Yeah, he was wild.
I think Will just meant that he wanted Sonny to get success in New York if they did move there. I don't think he meant it in an insulting way, but it came out that way. So. And then, that's the baby. I mean, I like Will, Sonny, Kate, Sammy. I just don't like Gabby in the store. Hello?
Well, I didn't catch what you're saying. Your phone was broken up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying that. I don't like Gabby in the storyline. Will, Sonny, Kate, and Sammy in the storyline. I just don't like Gabby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I was in her shoes, you know, I wouldn't move away from my baby's father either. But I could see the temptation. I mean, you know, she's being thrown a ton of money in her direction, and the baby was going to model too. And the baby would make her own money. So,
that was kind of weird as well about the baby doing modeling as well.
Well, I think they were going to sell her whole story.
So basically, she was going to be in scenes with
that.
Yeah, or model with her together, I guess. The baby and her would be pictures and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I think they're going to exploit the story with Gabby and Will and the baby and all that. So,
And are they really killing off Nick? Because I haven't heard anything about Blake leaving, and we would have heard that months ago, right? Since they take so far ahead.
I don't know. Someone said they saw that Blake Barris tweeted in October that he was still filming. So I don't know.
Because I would think that we would have heard around the same time Eileen Davidson was leaving that he was leaving as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just knocked him out. I don't think from the promo, I think they just knocked him out. I don't think he's actually dead. I think they just jumped to conclusions that they killed him when they just knocked him out. Like, since they tossed his body in the water, he'll probably just swim to shore or something.
Oh, that could be. I don't know.
Do you think that will happen?
I don't know. I don't see how much more they can do with Nick. I don't know if he'd be sticking around or not. You know, if she's leaving, and you know, I don't know.
Well, maybe since she hit him in the head with a rock, maybe he'll like get a new personality or something. I won't be crazy when he wakes up.
That could be. I've done that before. Yeah.
Although I don't really think the amnesia route would be good, just because it's kind of like a stereotypical soap thing to do, but.
Mm-hmm.
I think new personality would be better, but not amnesia.
And then Sammy and Kate both think that Gabby's in on it with this move with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Sammy didn't realize that
Nick is manipulating. Mm-hmm.
Well, Sammy at first didn't know that Nick was part of it, and then Kate had to tell her at the end of Friday.
Right, and I think Kate thinks that Gabby. Is in on this and planned it all. But, you know, Gabby has no idea what Nick did, or that Nick's planning to move with her and have these plans. You know, they're going to be one big happy family.
Yeah. And I like what you said earlier about Nicole and Daniel. I like them now that they're as friends and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I like their jokes, like, when Nicole said that she was getting her old job back as a reporter, and she said her first reporting job was going to be on you. And then she said, oh, just kidding. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's funny.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Victor slap was kind of poorly directed, I guess. I mean, I liked it that she did that to him, but it's kind of weird. I don't know. What do you think?
Weird. I can see why she was mad. I mean, yeah, I guess she could be upset enough to do it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, the directing was kind of weird for it. Like the slap.
Oh, you mean the way it came off, you mean?
Yeah, like they should have done, like, another take or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was kind of a awkward, like the angle of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at it again. I wasn't, you know. I guess I just didn't see that coming, and it was kind of like, oh, there you go, Marlena. Marlena. I'm liking this Marlena, you know, than how she had been for a while.
It just didn't look like a real slap, though.
Real slap, yeah. It didn't look, yeah, it could have been done better.
Yeah. And I like Kim and Shane there, although
mm-hmm.
I wish they could have done more, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering,
I was wondering the other day, are Hope and Lucas related or not?
Yeah.
Yes, they're cousins.
Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins.
Oh, they're cousins? Because I was thinking
mm-hmm.
if they weren't related, put them together, but I guess now that they're cousins. So they're cousins Jennifer is somehow connected to... Because Jennifer is Lucas's
half siblings with Lucas, and she's first cousins with Hope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Hope's a Horton. Well, Lucas is a Horton. So, yeah. Lucas and Jen have the same father.
Yeah, Hope's mother
so,
and
so Lucas would also
Lucas's
be first
father,
cousins with Hope.
Her brother
yeah.
And
yeah,
I knew how Lucas and Jennifer were related. I just didn't know how Hope mm-hmm. fits into it. But.
Except her mother's been long on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Hope and Lucas don't act like they're cousins. So it never even occurred to me
mm-hmm.
that's actually what they are. They're cousins, but
yeah, I don't even remember the last time they had scenes together.
No,
no.
Hemisphere, really. Well, a lot of people are already trying to put Eve with Lucas, so everybody's kind of thinking that they do bring Eve back. She'll go after Daniel.
What's that?
Yeah. Or Jenny will go after her. What?
Yeah. Everything's they bring back Eve. It's going to be about Jennifer because Eve doesn't like
Jennifer.
If Eve
comes back and gets a horrible disease or something or gets sick, then it'll be Daniel.
But that's the thing. It kind of drives you nuts. They're constantly throwing women at DJ, Rafe, and Daniel, and then you have Lucas. He's been on there for 20-some years, and he can't even get a date. The last time he was with somebody was Sammy, and I think that's been at least a year and a half, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even 2 years. It's been a while. I mean, give a dog a bone.
Since Chloe, right?
No, he was with Sammy after Chloe.
He was with Sammy after. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah,
but that was
they were together for. Yeah, it was. I think it's right after when Rafe and I think right after Safe was over. Then I think Sammy moved on with Lucas. And then Lucas dumped her, and then she immediately moved on to EJ. And then she's been with EJ ever since. I believe that's how that went. That might have been around the time, too, Rafe was insisting that he was Nicole's baby daddy. So.
What about Lucas and Nicole? Have they been together before?
Oh, yeah, they were married.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's how Eric and Nicole broke up in the first place. Nicole was with Eric.
I thought it was because of Victor.
Well, didn't Kate pay her $5 million to marry Lucas?
Yes, Kate paid Nicole $5 million to marry Lucas because there was a custody battle with Sammy over Will. And they thought Lucas would look more stable if he was married. So Nicole threw Eric under the bus.
He had a thing. Didn't he have a thing for Nicole? Is that how it was?
Lucas?
Know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember that part. I remember her dumping Eric and then her and Victor in that weird relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was
with
Victor.
I don't remember her and Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe go back there and explore that, I guess.
Nicole and Lucas?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's so over.
Yeah.
I mean, their height differential, too. I mean, that was always funny, but... it's been on for hours. So, yeah, I don't see Nicole and Lucas. But everybody thought Lucas and Jordan would have been cute, too. But, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rafe's the only guy she hangs out with. That's annoying.
Yeah, but I'd like, because Lucas is going to be getting into that story more, and I think it'd be good if, maybe they can chem test him with her and see what that's like.
Oh, he's going to be part of that story?
I think he's going to be helping Kate, or working with Kate or something. I don't know. Along those lines. So I think we'll be seeing a little bit more of Lucas. So.
Oh, good.
I just can't think who else she could put Lucas with.
Yeah, I kind of thought maybe she'd be cute with him.
Mm-hmm.
She's a cute girl. I just don't want her with Rafe. I just don't see any chemistry. I haven't seen an ounce of chemistry since day one.
And
usually there's a spark. What's that?
Oh, remember that stupid cookie? That reminds me of when they did the, what was it, that scarf thing with Taylor and EJ.
Oh, that's exactly
reminded me of that.
It was like, it's awful. Yes, it's awful.
Yeah, it reminded me of that.
You know, it's funny because look at Kate and Rafe had instant chemistry. Nobody was expecting that, everybody on set could see it. It was just right there, It's just like it happened. It was just, wow, where did that come from? And so I hate it whenever they try to force, something, Whenever
they
try
to force
something and make it romantic and make the spark, it's either there or it's not there.
It's not.
And if they're going to bring in a woman between Kate and Rafe, it would make more sense for, Hope or something.
Yeah, I mean, somebody that's a more of a, I don't know. To me, it's like there's no competition between Jordan and Kate. There's just none. I mean, if there were somebody like Hope, there would be more of an even playing field there, But to me, it's like how is Rafe even finding her remotely interesting? I mean, I find the whole writing for it and everything annoying. It's just, and he's just been so just kind of dismissive of Kate, and here she's been by his side all these months and everything, and he just takes her for granted, doesn't really, I hate the writing for that whole story. I just hate it. I can't even stand seeing my favorite character in scenes with them because it just irritates me. So, and then, you know, NBC trying to pimp the pairing, and it's like, really? Don't you see that there's, like, no interest in this couple? Hardly
oh,
any?
How are they trying to pimp it?
Oh, just on Twitter. You know, you can just tell they'll tweet about it and stuff, and you're like, really?
Okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah, they try, but doesn't get a lot of response. Definitely not. I mean, whenever they had something with Race and Kate, it's like Twitter would go crazy. You know, they were definitely hot on Twitter, but with this other one, it's like, ugh, I don't know, it just falls flat.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's a cute girl, and I think she might be cute with somebody else, like Brady. There was a group picture, and I mean, I would really like to see Nicole with Brady, but at some point again. But they had a group picture, and Chrishell was standing next to Eric Marsoff, and I was like, you know what? They look really cute together.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That could even be a possibility.
Oh, I was thinking of another person for Lucas. What about Mimi Lockhart? Remember her?
See, I could never stand her, ever. I could just never stand her. There wasn't, like, one moment where
who's
I could
Mimi?
Stand her.
Oh, Mimi.
Yeah.
I can't see her coming back.
Oh, she's
all right. I don't know. There was just something about that character. For me, she just annoyed me. I don't know. I didn't see it all. I came back to Days in the around 2006 after years of not watching. And so I didn't see, like, some of the heyday of the young crowd, you know, like, with her. So maybe I would have liked her if I had seen her earlier. But I just, the part I came in on was, like, the baby, wasn't the egg switch or whatever BS and the glove.
Oh,
hand,
I think you're talking about when she had the abortion and didn't tell Rex. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it was after that because I didn't see that part. But it was when... She was with. It was during the time where they switched from Jason Cook to Brandon Beamer.
Oh, Brandon Beamer.
It's like one day, it was Jason Cook, and the next day it was Brandon Beamer or something. It seemed like it happened. I don't know. Anyway, I kind of came back to the show around that time, so I just couldn't stand Mimi. I don't know. It just there's something about that character I just didn't like. But anyway. So I can't really see Lucas with her, but
maybe Judy Evans could play Bonnie if they do that. No.
Who? What?
Judy Evans Bonnie. Could play Bonnie again.
Yeah.
I can't stand that character either. I don't know. I like her. She'll always
like
be Adrian.
Not
cute.
I loved her.
I still like her as Adrian better. I think.
Yeah.
Bonnie was fun.
Yeah. But she was funny.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Bart were fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love Bart.
Oh, maybe Pete is
more
Bonnie and Bart's child.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I wish they'd bring back Tony and Anna and Bart. Oh, those were such good times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be fun.
I don't think it's going to happen either. No.
Yeah. And if they're not going to put Hope with someone, they need to bring Sean back.
Sean Douglas,
Jason Cook.
They still need to bring Vargas back.
Vargas. Oh, okay.
Such a huge loss right there. That was such a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like they're going to do that. So I guess at this point, Jason Cook, I mean, he's not on GH anymore, so they could bring him back to Dave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's always rumors of, like, Bill and Sean coming back, but I don't know.
Well,
it would only be good if it was Jason Cook and Kristen Storms. You know,
not
over there.
Not with Maxie, no.
Yeah.
Not with that
one. I like her as Maxie, so she can stay there, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you watch GH this week?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't yet. I'm taping it.
What did you think about Finelli getting the baby?
Well, that's what I predicted.
Yeah.
I guess that made sense. Even though the twist is that Maxie can't go near the baby or she'll get arrested and then Finelli will lose the baby.
Right.
Oh, brother.
Because that's.
But
that
she has so much. She has so much time, though, right? I think. Is it like a trial period? If she could possibly be able to see the baby after so long. I think it's for so many months or something.
Oh, brother.
I don't know. I forget.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Well, it's to advance the story, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of predicted that Spinelli would get the baby, but I didn't predict the part of Maxie can't go. Because I was wondering how is Spinelli going to get the baby, but. And Maxie not, but she's still going to go
because,
see the baby anyway.
Right, it doesn't make sense because then, you know, Spinelli gets the baby, she's just going to, he's going to let her see her anytime. He's not,
yeah, but now with this twist.
Giving them both the baby.
Yeah, but now with this twist, he's going to lose the kid if she'll go be arrested. Yeah. What did you think of AJ coming back in his trial?
Yeah, he's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, they put him on ice, didn't they? Boy, after
long,
the whole quarter
month.
The whole battle for the quarter for ELQ, it's like he was put in jail and forgotten about for a couple of months. It seems like, right?
Oh yeah, and I liked how you like how it ended. You know, that name AJ written in blood really isn't AJ. It was Ava Jerome.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I
she has the tape. Yeah,
I already predicted that, but I like the scenes where Ava threw the those DVDs in the dumpster.
The missing one.
The match and
they thought were
on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Have they exposed
I like the
directing
on that
because
you
can
see like fire through her eyes and it looked evil and creepy.
Evil. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
But she
hasn't
busted the tape yet, right?
Yeah. No. Well, they have the tapes, the hotel tapes of AJ going on the elevator, getting off on the third floor or the floor that Connie was on. But
they don't have the rest of it of him
actually
shooting her.
There was no, because they were supposedly lost in the flood. But Ava's the one that has them. So
she burned them.
Of course, they show her. Yeah, would show her.
Uh-huh.
In there.
My friend months ago, she's just a general audience type fan, you know, she doesn't get into any of the online stuff or anything, but she texted me one day, she was like, what if that, and this was like a long time ago, this was like right after it happened, she goes, what if that was really Ava Jerome instead? I'm like, oh my gosh. And then, you know, since then we've talked about it and stuff, you know, on here, but yeah, I was wondering if that was ever going to get resolved. I mean, because
now we know, but they don't know. But we know that it was
Did he get off then? Were they able to get him free?
They don't have enough evidence to prove.
Okay.
So he's going to have to come back to court a different day.
Okay.
Yeah, they have to go.
They don't have enough evidence
to see the jury. Yeah, it's not, his trial isn't over yet, so we don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's not enough evidence against him, but there's not enough evidence to say he's innocent either.
Okay.
It's kind of still up in the air, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other big thing, what did you think about Luke and Anna and Robert all?
That was so
good. They dragged Jerry Jacks back to the hotel room.
Yeah, that was all good with all of those with all those characters. You know,
yeah, all the different spies dragging.
Robert
when they
Anna,
that,
Duke,
you know,
and Duke and Obrecht are so funny. They're being held, and he's trying to convince her. Duke's trying to convince her to go to his side, and they're just the banter and the snarkiness between them was really good. Yeah,
the writing is so good, and whenever they have the vets on like that, and like the Obrecht, Obrecht is awesome.
I love Faison. I love Anders.
Uh-huh.
Anders
they're so
oh my
funny.
God.
They're just
Faison knocking out when Nicholas finds Obrecht and Duke. He's trying to untie them, but then Faison knocks him out. What did you think about that?
That was good. Yeah, that was good.
Then
you see Faison dragging him away.
Yeah.
So does anyone know that Robin's alive yet?
Oh yeah, they all.
Well, Luke
they
does.
All know.
Luke found out.
Luke knows. Okay,
yeah.
But I mean,
and Robert and Anna know.
Yeah,
they haven't seen her yet.
Yeah,
but
Luke
saw her. But I'm talking about the
Luke saw her
back
at Windermere and then told Robert and Anna that he saw her there.
Yeah.
Oh, Sabrina and Patrick don't know, but Carlos saw
Carlos
her.
Carlos does.
The lab. Carlos does.
Saw her and
tried to convince Sabrina.
Him.
Sabrina won't believe him.
Yeah, because
because
she told Carlos that she was Epiphany, but Epiphany is that nurse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, and he saw a picture of Epiphany, and he knew, well, that's not, you know, she's not Epiphany. And then he remembered seeing a picture at the house of Robin when he was at the house.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, how do you like Epiphany? She kind of reminds me of Maxine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the same type of character. Exactly, the same type of character.
I think Epiphany existed before Maxine did, but... I love the way, I mean, I love Maxine, too.
I like Maxine. Actually, Maxine, I like Maxine better.
I like Maxine a lot better. But, Epiphany's fine. I mean, she's good. She's a good, the lady's a good actress.
But I do like Maxine better.
I love Maxine. I just love her.
Mm-hmm.
What
she
is
hasn't
it about
been on
her
a
that
whole
you like
lot,
better
though.
Than Epiphany?
Maxine hasn't been on a whole lot lately, though, has she?
No,
seems
she
like she goes through periods where she's on more than, and then other times not on as much, maybe.
Well, Dana first broken up.
What do you like about Maxine better than Epiphany, though?
She's just so warm. I mean, like, I like her friendship with Kate, and I like her just the warmth and the – she can be witty, and she can be, like, tell you straight, you know, like, she's a straight shooter, but she also has a warm side to her and stuff. And I like Epiphany, too.
Epiphany's kind of like that, too. You know, she can be tough, but
Epiphany
similar,
does
where
that
they're kind of hard-edged,
I mean,
but
Epiphany
they've got a good heart.
Advice to Patrick, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I like both of them. I've known Maxine
like
longer, so.
Okay. Yeah. I like both equally the same, but.
Yeah.
But, so who do you think
I guess
showed
I feel
up
like
at...
I know Maxine better, but, you know. Just
who do you think showed up at Patrick's door? I mean, it was Carlos?
Oh, no,
he opened the door?
Because they showed on the
Ava?
Preview.
Oh,
they,
okay.
They showed on the preview,
preview
that it was Ava, and she told Patrick, your wife is alive.
Oh, okay.
Carlos told Ava, and now Ava's going to tell Patrick. But, of course, Patrick's not going to believe her.
Why does Ava even care? Or why is she even...
Yeah, I don't know why that scene with Carlos and Ava, like, he told her, like, why does... Yeah, I don't know why.
Why does
she care?
Why does that even matter? She's not even in their orbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
get that
why.
Either. Unless she kind of likes Carlos. I know Carlos is working for Julian, but
no,
still.
Maybe because she cares about Carlos. Maybe she's doing it so that Patrick won't marry Sabrina so that then Carlos can get Sabrina back.
Yeah, she kind of likes Carlos. That's the only thing I can figure out.
Yeah,
I guess so.
A lot of Carlos.
And and then Sabrina's cousin shows up.
Oh, okay.
Juan Santiago. He was on back in...
Okay, so I
can't remember if it was the late 90s or early 2000s, but that's when he was on.
Okay.
Yeah, Sabrina's cousin doesn't like Sunny, so I don't know if they're going to have scenes together.
Hmm.
Oh.
Oh, what did you think about Elizabeth? Like, she's drunk and she's having a hangover.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, why are you wearing those sunglasses?
Yeah. Little Emma, why are you wearing those sunglasses? Oh, she has a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her friendship with Patrick.
Yeah, I like her
friendship with Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess they're going to break, it seems like they're going to break AJ and Elizabeth up and do this triangle with Britt, Nicholas, and Elizabeth. So
oh,
I like, be good.
You I like Britt and Nicholas.
I do, too. What's going to happen, though, when Nicholas finds out that...
but she's still deceiving.
Britt
stole,
you know, that Britt gave birth to his sister's baby. And is keeping it.
Well, I think they're going to do this triangle because he's going to go, once he finds that out, he's going to get mad and him and Elizabeth will probably comfort each other.
Because of
pieces,
Yeah.
And then Dante and Lou
like,
will have their baby, I guess, eventually.
I do
maybe.
Like,
I do like
Britt with Nicholas, though.
Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking Elizabeth needs someone.
Oh, how'd you like
them
talking about
their
crazy families? When they talk about their crazy families.
Yeah.
Like when he talks about Faison and Ulbrich, and he talks about his
really
uncle and grandmother.
Perfect to put those two together, really, because they have that in common. They have the crazy parents and family.
Crazy families, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who else would they put Elizabeth with if they're not going to do this triangle with them?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not too clear on the whole history of Elizabeth, so I know she was lucky.
She's Elizabeth Weber, so... Yeah, she's
a Weber.
Lucky. Yeah, she's a Weber, so she's related to,
How's she related to Heather? See all that hole in Heather Weber?
Oh, well, her, Elizabeth's brother, that's Elizabeth's brother's mother, but that's not her mother. She's a different mother, but they have the same father.
Okay.
Jeff Weber, I think, is their father. And then I think...
MacGyver.
No, wait, is Laura's mother, Leslie, was she a Weber? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Leslie Weber.
That's
okay.
She married to Rick Weber.
Grandmother.
Rick and Jeff were brothers, right?
I think so.
I don't know.
That's
too long ago
for me. But
I think they were related.
Yeah, that goes way to go back.
Yeah, because that goes back to the
80s.
Leslie
is Elizabeth's grandmother. Because remember on the Halloween episode, Leslie showed up and she was with the grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was with Lucky and Nicholas's kids with Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, so those kids, that would be the kid's great-grandmother, and then Elizabeth, that would be her grandmother.
But I thought they were related because of Jeannie Francis, because of Laura.
Well, Laura's mother is Leslie.
Right, but I thought that's why, you know,
but Lucky is
Elizabeth's children, at least one of them, is Laura's grandchild. So Leslie's the great-grandmother. To at least one of what's her name's kids.
Well, they're both Lucky's kids.
Okay,
Nicholas's.
Okay.
Elizabeth, I think, has three sons, and then two of them are Lucky's, and then one is Nicholas's.
Well, Nicholas
has
a
Spencer.
Wait, Nicholas? She had a kid with Nicholas? I thought she had a kid with Jason.
Oh, that kid died. Yeah.
Yeah, the one
that died. Yeah.
And then I thought Spencer had a different mother.
Yeah, I thought Spencer was
a different mother. Because isn't Spencer Nicholas's son that lives with him at Windermere?
Right.
Yeah, Spencer is Elizabeth's and Nicholas's child. And then all of Elizabeth's other children are either Lucky's or... And then there's Jake, who was killed off, and that was Jason's kid. But they thought that
I
was
I didn't
Lucky,
realize
but...
Spencer was Elizabeth, though. I didn't know
they
had a kid.
I wonder why isn't Spencer with Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, well.
Too many relationships.
Yeah.
Well, Nicholas and Elizabeth aren't together, so.
Yeah.
I guess he got
the other
kid.
But why doesn't Spencer live with Elizabeth and part time or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I think they do. We don't really see her children that much, so
yeah, that's true.
Oh.
I mean, I wish we did because I like those children, and I thought it was funny with Emma crushing on them.
Yeah, that was cute.
On Halloween.
Yeah, she's the cutest girl. She's just a cute little actress.
Yeah. They still definitely know how to cast children.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to my guys?
Nope.
We're
done.
Oh, well,
I can't think of it.
What was I going to say?
Covered everything.
I'm trying to think. I was going to say one more thing. Oh, well, Anna gets to Windermere in time to try and save
Luke.
Duke,
I mean, Duke.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it ended.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot to catch up on.
And the wedding is coming up this week.
Yeah, you know Robin's going to stop that, I'm sure.
Because they were preparing for the wedding. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, both shows are doing really well. So.
Yeah, they're really good.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk about.
Yeah, the ratings are up for both shows, and the sweeps have been good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good for the soap.
And I heard Y&R's ratings are going down.
Yeah.
I'm surprised about Y&R's ratings goes down. I mean, I don't watch that show, but Jill Farren Phelps is there, and she nearly ruined GH 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because she was the one that decided to kill off Elizabeth's child, so.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the one that she had with Jason. Jake.
Oh, boy.
Because she had Luke hit him with his car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some dark times.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as she doesn't go back to GH or come to Days, she can stay at Y&R as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just leave soaps all together. I don't know why she's still in the soap business.
Yeah.
So I heard she ruined some soaps back in the 80s as well.
Kind of like Dena Higley. Wherever she went, she ruined it, kind of, in a way. and it's like, finally, I guess there were not enough soaps left, so they finally didn't have a place to hire her, I guess, back, because it's kind of like, how does someone continue to get hired with that, you know?
Well, I'm sure that's part of the reason why soaps have gotten canceled is they hired the wrong people and then
I will say they run them down to the ground. I'll give Dena Higley some credit for a few things. Some Umbrella stories were pretty good, but it's just the daily stuff within the Umbrella story was so bad at times.
Yeah, like I liked the Parker reveal, but then the day-to-day stuff of Carly annoying Chloe saying, the secret's going to come out, the secret's going to come out.
There are certain periods of time that I've just completely missed because I was just, so disgusted I couldn't even watch it. But, anyway.
And then,
so,
of course, they had Stephanie Johnson there. It was annoying as hell as well.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She was like the Teresa of that era.
Oh. Yep, I'm.
When I think of Teresa, I think of her.
I didn't know about that comparison, but.
Because they're both that annoying.
Yep.
And Gabby as well.
Excuse me. Time for me to go.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Well,
of course. Next week. Yeah, next week we haven't decided we're doing a show yet or not. So I'll let everybody know on Friday. So we'll see if Barbara's
Thanksgiving.
Doing.
Okay.
Yes, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Bye.
You eat turkey.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.